good evening, everybody. And this is the And with me this evening is the owner of Tickle Me Tackle, Nalita. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing good. How about you?
Here, it's cold in Virginia, let me tell you. It is ice cold in Virginia. It's supposed
well,
to drop.
So bad.
It's supposed to drop into the 20s tonight.
Well, here in North Florida, otherwise known as South Georgia, it is going to be like 36 tonight. So we're not too far off from you.
Really? How does that affect the fishing down there when the temperatures drop like that?
Well, you know, everything gets a lot slower, and every time I think, well, everything's going to be deeper, then they come in shallower. I can, you know, they're just all over the place.
Over but here, lots of times, if it drops like that, real significant, the bite completely turns off. It takes quite some time. Usually 24, 48 hours, and then the bite comes back, but really slowly.
It's really slows down. But then the drum fishing picks up. So, you know, give and take.
Well, I guess with that said, we're all really looking forward to coming your way for the boondoggle.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
And there you have it. I guess half of Virginia is traveling down there. Melita, how far is it for you to go to Cars?
It's about 2.5 hours.
Oh, Mark is online. Let's try to see. Hey, Mark, can you talk?
I'm here.
Ah! And
what's
I guess,
happening?
I guess our all-girl show just went down the drain. Mark with us live.
I'll talk out in a second. I just wanted to say hello to everyone. I'll let you girls have your time. I just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
Are you wearing shorts, honey?
I'm sitting outside wearing shorts and a shirt, and it's a beautiful night down here from what I can tell.
What do you mean from what you can tell?
Well, I'm sitting on the deck looking out over the ocean, so I mean there's not much else going on, but yes, it's very nice and comfortable, not from the conditions I hear you guys are having back home, but I'm ready to get back home and freeze.
Oh, yeah, we buckled down the rabbits. We loaded them up with hay. They're covered up, and we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you that it's been an average of 84 degrees for the last 10 days I've been in. So.
Kevin would like to know, what's the color of your underwear?
Camouflage.
It's 84 degrees. He's not wearing any.
That's right. I guess, are you going to help me with the events just in case you want to add something to it? I'll rattle down mine first, and then Melita can go.
Well, I will give my best since I've been drinking the Caribbean Best Presidente beer since 4 o'clock this afternoon. Let's have at it.
You've been drinking what?
Presidente.
Presidente? Really? Okay, so this weekend, the 25th through the 27th, is the Richmond Fishing Expo in Doswell, Virginia. Mark will be on hand on Friday in the Appomattox booth. Mark?
Yes?
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, well, you said the right thing, so what was I going to say? I'm listening.
Are you going to be in the Appomattox booth on Thursday?
I probably won't be there all day Friday because I'll have to do a little shopping, but yes, I plan on being at the ARC booth.
Okay. And then on Saturday, Mark and I and who else is in the chat room that's doing that fun? Oh, Russell and Don, we're going to do the Krispy Kreme 5K.
I haven't had one donut. Oh, that's not true. I've had two donuts since I've been on the island, so I haven't been training very well.
So how are the donuts there?
The ironic thing is they're called Yankee donuts.
Really? And what are they like?
They're like the cake-style donut. I guess kind of like a Dunkin' Donut, but it was kind of funny, though. The place was called Yankee Donut. There was no Yankees inside, though, working. There was no Yankees there.
Okay, since Russell asked, yeah, if we can get five more people for our team, that would be awesome. That would be really, really cool. That's a halfway mark. We have to eat a dozen donuts. So if we have a dozen runners, each one of us only has to eat one donut. However, my boss volunteered to eat two or three for those that don't want to eat the donuts. But I guess we can play that by ear. Then the following weekend, February 1st through 3rd, is the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Expo. That's right here in Hampton at the Convention Center, and Mark Davis of Penn's Big Water Adventure is going to be there. Kayak Kevin is going to be there with the booth. First Landing Kayak Fishing Services is going to be there with the booth. Also, Howe is going to be on hand. TKA, POL. Who am I missing? I also just got word that Appomattox will be present with the booth. So that should be really cool, considering we do have a kayak pool and you can actually try out a kayak. Then February 14th through the 18th, we're going to be at the...
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right. And February 22nd through the 24th is going to be the Central North Carolina Fishing Expo in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's going to be Get Outdoors. It's going to be the big kayak sealer on hand for that one. And then the next event, and is going to be, again, in Florida, the Adventure Fishing World Championship. That's March 1st and 2nd in the Everglades. There we go. And that's all I got.
Hey, real quick, I'm back on the Mid-Atlantic show coming up. You put up a link this week, and I was getting ready to share it, that Mark Davis is also going to be a guest on the Fish in Florida radio with our kind of co-radio show folks, Steve Chapman and Mike Ortego down there in Florida, so maybe our listeners would tune in and check out Mark Davis and kind of get a update of what's going on with Mark Davis and all before he gets to Virginia. So that'd be pretty cool for everybody to check Mark Davis out on Fish in Florida radio.
Yeah, it's actually, and you can listen that way in all kinds of, Mark and I, we downloaded an app on our phone. What is that thing called?
They do it through iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio. You can listen through the internet. It's really cool. It's a really cool radio show to listen to. Plus, you know, you might pick up the one or two thing that, you know, we might need for going to the boondoggle.
That's right.
Get some tackle advice.
Yeah, actually, where they host the show from is in Orlando, which isn't very far at all from where the boondoggle is going to be held. So, and Steve and Mike and all those guys are going to be attending the boondoggle. So,
right.
Hey, you haven't hit any buttons yet. I've been down here I haven't heard a button in a week and a half. Why don't you hit some buttons?
What kind of button you would like me to hit, honey?
Hey, hit away. I don't care. I just haven't heard anything funny in a while.
Of course, you know, these days we can always in shape.
Hey, tell Joe. Hey, let Joe, if you're listening there, Joe, we don't have sheep down here, but we got goats walking all around wild all the time, so it's close as I can get for you, buddy. Maybe I get a...
What kind of noise do they make?
They got that same bah. You hear them all the time. They got wild goats and chickens all over the island, but I haven't seen any sheep yet. And I guess they don't need sheep down here when it's 85 degrees year-round. They don't need a big coat.
That's funny. Hey, Melita, what kind of upcoming events do you have in your neck of the woods?
We have Hal will be at the Coastal Angler booth at the Jacksonville Boat Show Friday through Sunday this coming weekend. We have our February Hal event, February 10th at Mill Cove. Oh, I skipped one. We have the Lucy Tournament that benefits Hal, formerly known as the North Florida Kayak Tournament, February 2nd. Of course, the Boondoggle. We have the Lucy Tournament is a series, and the March Tournament's March 2nd.
The what tournament?
It formerly was known as the North Florida Kayak Tournament, and Rick from Rick's Bait and Tackle renamed it from a fallen friend in Vietnam to the Lucy, L-U-C-E Tournament.
Huh.
Yes, very nice. And he donates proceeds from the raffle to our house chapter. The April Hal event will be April 21st, and the IFA Jacksonville is April 28th. The Jacksonville Classic is May 4th, world's largest kayak fishing tournament. You don't want to miss it. Our May Hal event is May 19th.
Wow, you planned that far out.
Girl, I plan through November. I'm a planner.
Hey, tell people if they want to help you in any shape or form, how do they get a hold of you down there, Melita?
You can email me at mganoe@comcast.net. That's my email address. Or through our Facebook page, Heroes on the Water Northeast Florida Chapter. Or my personal phone number, 904-318-3936.
What is it you guys need the most down there?
Right now, we are still gathering. Well, right now, our most dire need is a trailer. We've been able to raise money through fundraising through the generosity of local. We have 10 chapter kayaks, but I only have a six kayak trailer that's ours personally, and another member has a trailer also, and so we are in dire need of a trailer. So we're trying to raise funds to get us one of those and to keep purchasing equipment so that we can serve the needs of our vets here. Like I said, we get between our average number is 14 to 16 vet family members per outing, and at times that peaks to over 20, and we have to scramble and beg, borrow, and steal kayaks. So we're trying to get our own equipment to alleviate the burden that it places on our volunteers and kayak stores and things.
Are you planning any raffles? Are you looking for donations?
Yes, we're always looking for donations. We have a raffle coming up at the boat show, River City Kayak Charters. Tony Hart is donating a raffle that will be are donating a guided fishing trip, and Coastal Angler Magazine is raffling that trip off with the proceeds to benefit our chapter.
Which trip?
We are also, I'm sorry?
Which trip?
It's a guided fishing, kayak fishing trip here in Jacksonville.
Now, remember, I also gave you that trip with Rich Jones, so you can do with that as you see fit.
We will.
I'll send you a private message with his personal phone number, and you can get a hold of him.
Okay. No, Tommy, I was hearing all kind of static. I couldn't hear myself think. He's asking, was I talking while I was driving?
Donate so. Transportable vertical. Never mind. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to read that out loud. That's not the kind of donation she's looking for, Dawn. Jeez.
Jeez. Always talking about the poll, Dawn.
Uh-huh.
But we're working on some other fundraisers, meeting with some people this week, and we'll be working something out for the classic to raffle off there through Jack's Kayak Fishing. And we're just all over the place. I'm writing grants and all kinds of things. It takes, you know, a few $100 every outing to feed everyone. And, you know, luckily we've partnered with Browns Creek Fish Camp here locally, and they have been so generous to us and have given us bait for every event since our inception in June. And I'm telling you, that's a lot of bait considering at our Veterans Day event, we had 48 people, vets and guests, hit the water, not including our guides, and they supplied bait for everyone, including all vets who came that wanted to fish off the docks. So they have been so generous to us, and we appreciate them, along with Black Creek Outfitters and First Coast Outfitters, and Kayak Amelia, who loaned us kayaks for events when we don't have our own equipment, Sure Set Jigs, Slayer, Jack's Kayak Fishing, Rick's Bait and Tackle, Coastal Angler Magazine, who've all donated goods for our vets and helped us get the word out about how in the local area. And I think that's what's made the difference in us being successful so quickly here in Jacksonville.
Right.
And that's me being serious.
I realize, particularly now, you know, with Girl Scout, fundraising right now is tough. The economy, you know, is still in a tough spot. So anything, you know, when you have somebody that's so generous that deserves our gratitude, particularly a chapter is growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, there's a need for this kind of, I don't want to call it service. What would you call it?
It's just, I think companies just realize that, you know, even smaller companies, that these little things that they can do, and they're not little, but I think in their minds, they're just little, or I'm just giving a pack of jigs, or, you know, I'm just, you know, giving some plastics. But when you're giving them to a vet who hasn't, you know, felt peace in a while, or hasn't been able to take his mind off of troubles, or just needs an outlet to relax, and you're giving them, you know, this little pack of plastics, and what you're really giving them is a lifelong skill that they can continue to use over and over to help them relax, not only just right now, but in the future. I had an email from one of our vets who attended our January event today, and he said, you've given me the opportunity to unwind with my family. I'm able to take my daughter out with me and able to relax and unwind and enjoy her in that setting. And so that really touched my heart. And I'm not a big softy, but this is where I am completely emotional is with my HAL people, both my volunteers and our vets. So I could go on and on, but
yeah, hey, that's amazing. You know, we love doing that. I mean, it's hard sometimes to explain what it is, and it's nice to have another perspective and somebody else, you know, can just talk about it. But I guess I should go back. I guess our friendly President Joe from Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association would like me to point out that the TK event is this Saturday. That would be, I'm trying to scroll back. Oh, the holiday party is on the 26th at Frankie's Rib, 5200 Fairfield Shopping Center, Virginia Beach. That's at the intersection of Kempville and Providence Road. You can sign up at tkaa.org. Also, Mr. Kirsch just pointed out in the chat room, there is something new that they're having at the Mid-Atlantic. It's going by so quick. Did you read it?
No, it was scrolling so fast.
Oh, there it is. I found it. There's something that's going to be there. It's called pointclickfish.com. It's going to be at the expo in Hampton. They're going to record all the seminars, Mark, Kayak, Kevin, and they'll be online after the expo. You can download it on iPod or iPad. So you can go to the seminar there, and then you can take it with you. Actually, that's pretty cool. Wow. That's going to be at the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Fishing Expo, which is, again, February 1st through 3rd. Sorry, Melita. I want to make sure that everything gets mentioned that they want me to mention. Anybody else has anything? Otherwise, then I'm just going to go push a button because I want to push a button. How about this one? I hope everybody has their cold refreshments with them. How about to lighten the mood a little bit? Melita, you got anything witty to say about tackle me? I'll hit that real cool sound button.
It's a mouthful, isn't it, Chris?
You ready?
Yes, but I have nothing to say.
Oh, God, you got to say something.
Tickle.
See, now you need to throw in mouthful. You know, I know Redfish Chuck said he's just going to call in to listen, but I'm almost inclined to put him on so he can tell us what kind of stuff we need to bring. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we should.
Chuck.
Wow.
What? What's wrong?
I'm trying to be all sneaky just listening in on the show and...
So well, then, well, then don't send me a message and say, well, you're calling in just to be listening.
That's funny.
Okay, so we're all these people coming from all over the place to your if you had to pick five lures, what would you bring?
Five lures. First one would be... definitely some kind of a top water plug. I prefer Spook Juniors.
Camouflage underwear.
Whoa, that too. Sure, why not? No.
I mean, it is a lure.
Okay, I gotcha. But in the world.
Mark's still in there. Don't listen, Mark.
Yeah. Spook Junior is actually a really good lure this time of year. I prefer the Spook Junior to be in the sea trout color or bone color, something kind of just white or silvery. Works real well for the big trout, and some of the redfish will still take it, and you might get lucky and find a snook. I would definitely say having some sort of a shrimp imitation, whether it's a DOA shrimp, a Marsh Works, or Gulp, or whoever else you prefer, some sort of a plastic shrimp type imitation would be good. For those of you from up north that like to throw popping corks, you can use your popping corks down here. They will work on the outer edges of the flats. Most of what you guys are probably going to be fishing in is going to be anywhere from 6 inches to about 2 foot of water, 2.5 foot of water, for the most part. So popping corks, obviously, in those conditions wouldn't really be ideal. But some sort of weedless style hook would probably be a good idea to have with you, and you can run either a shad tail style bait like a Slayer Inc. SST or a DOA Cal or Bass Assassin or whatever your preference is. The colors are not that important down here. I think there's too much emphasis put on that, but if anybody wants to jot down a couple of my personal favorite colors, chicken off the chain or chicken on the chain is a good color down here. Root beer, gold flake with a chartreuse tail. Depending upon the manufacturer, a color called Arkansas Glow, or I think it's also called, I don't remember what it's also called. There's another name for it that Chris Sensi uses for Slayer. He probably kicked me in the head for not remembering. But jerk shads work well. 5-inch jerk shad, whether it's Zoom or again, Gulp, Bass Assassin, whatever, or the SSBs from Slayer, those are all good. I prefer pearl white for the big trout. For some reason, they really kind of hone in on that color in the wintertime. The redfish will eat just about anything molting, root beer, gold flake, the pearl white they'll take, chartreuse, pepper death, that kind of thing works pretty well too. Most of the waterways you guys are going to be fishing, whether you're fishing the lagoon or fishing the rivers, will be fairly clean. The no motor zone tends to get a little mucked up every now and again. From the schools of black drum and whatnot that cruise up and down in the flats. So if you want to target black drum, you definitely need to use something stinky. So whether or not you put some Pro-Cure on a bait or just use Gulp, and the key to catching black drum is not to move the bait. So if you guys are out there paddling around and you come across a big school of black drum, don't twitch the bait past their face and try and get their attention with it. They have pretty poor eyesight as it is. Plus, they tend to spook pretty easily. So just lead them. Like, you'll see them working down a flat, say they're working north to south or whatever. Lead them by about 20 yards with like a 4-inch gulp shrimp or peeler crab or something like that, and just let it lay on the bottom. One of them will find it.
So for a lot of us that obviously are not down there a lot, what should we be packing clothes-wise? What are their normal average temperature for that time of year down there?
Well, see, February is kind of messed up for us because one year it'll be nice and warm. The next year we'll get a nasty cold front to blow through. So it's really kind of tough to gauge. But for me, I live here, so I usually just wear shorts and a T-shirt, to be honest with you. It's really not that bad. Even when it gets cold, when you're out on the water, if you have a set of waders, you might want to bring those along with you just in case you decide to jump out for whatever reason and kind of wade around. Light pants, a sweatshirt maybe. I don't know. I'll probably be cruising around in some jeans most of the time, and not when I'm fishing, but just kind of hanging out around the camp and stuff in jeans and a sweatshirt and a beanie cap or something like that. But
I heard you've been promising other people all kinds of other things that you're going to do at the Boondoggle.
Hey, I don't know if anybody wants to see any of those activities. That's why I got such a big tent.
Actually,
so, you know.
I heard you volunteered to do the...
Listen, I'm not scared. I will bust out the Gangnam Style dance at will. Just, you know, someone starts playing the song. It's almost like a nervous twitch I have now where I just kind of go right into the dance, so... But I do accept dollar bills, by the way.
Streaking.
Streaking?
And you're streaking,
well,
right?
Family show. No, there'll be no streaking. I don't know. Whatever. It's going to be a good time. I think everybody will have a great
John
time.
John Paredes just suggested the booty shaking contest. Of course, Don is the one that bailed out last minute.
The booty shaking contest.
That'd be pretty funny. I want to see all the guys do that kind of stuff.
I've been known to shake my toes every now and again. Just saying. But it's gonna be fun. You know, we're trying to dial in the last minute details and stuff right now, and just kind of get everything kind of squared away. And some of the prizes are starting to kind of roll in for the door prize deal, and getting kind of excited about that. But
where are you at for numbers?
On the Facebook page, I think we're at, 191 people on Facebook that are saying they're coming, which, you know, you could probably take about 20 or 30 folks off that list that won't probably show up. But, I don't know, we're looking at about 200, maybe 250, possibly even 3. It just depends. You know, I look at it like this. If you've got, say we even just have 150 people who are solidly going from the Facebook page, most folks are going to bring somebody. If not one, then multiples. I mean, we got full kayak clubs that are coming to this thing. So there's a good possibility we can have 300 to 400 people at it. You know, I wouldn't put it past those numbers. You know, I know that Cars Park said that, I think today, they said they only have about 4 RV spots left in the entire park, which is saying something, because Cars Park is a very large area. Tent camping is not going to be an issue. I know there's some concern that they might run out of space, and what are people going to do if they're driving all the way into town? But I could promise you there's no physical way that we can fill that place.
Do you want to give us a quick rundown on events starting with Thursday?
Yeah, sure. Well, Thursday is basically going to just be the calm before the storm, so to speak, because there's nothing really set in stone as far as planned for Thursday, except for trying to work out the deal with the local tackle shop there. Maybe we can caravan over to Handler Fish and Supply, located there in Merritt Island, which would be the closest tackle shop to Cars Park. Adrian, who's the owner, is a good friend of mine. He kind of reached out to me and wanted to know if I wanted him to do like a catered little event with some hors d'oeuvres and some beers and whatnot, and just kind of run some specials for guys who are coming into town who might not want to buy stuff until they get here, so they get the right stuff. And so that's still in the air. I'm just trying to wait to see what kind of numbers would be interested. Plus, Thursday's Valentine's Day. So.
VD Day. About what time? That better be something for VD Day.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to play it by ear. I'm sure my wife will be cool enough to let me kind of, you know, take her out to dinner and then whatever. And then
tackle shop.
Go to the tackle shop, that's right.
There's
so,
nothing wrong with that.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think it's a very romantic evening. But so
especially if you go to Tickle Me Tackle.
Of course. Which, whatever. Anyway, so getting off track there. So let's see. We've got a Friday morning is kind of like traditionally at most of the Boondoggles seems to be when the bulk of the people start to show up. So Friday morning, folks will go out, they'll fish that are already in town. There's going to be a group of guys from Space Coast Kayak Anglers that will be willing to take some folks to different areas. If you don't want to fish No Motor Zone exclusively the entire weekend, we got the Thousand Islands. It's just to the south of there. We got the Mosquito Lagoon just to the north, the Indian River, the Banana River. So there's a lot of places to go fish. We even have... really close to Cars Park for anyone who's interested in doing some freshwater stuff. I know, why would you come to Florida to freshwater fish?
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to hear about this.
Well, hold on, hold on. Because this particular little lake has got landlocked snook and landlocked tarpon in it. So not to say that there's giant numbers of them in there, but I personally have caught a number of them on fly rod, and I've got a few of my buddies who do the same thing. So if someone should just so decide to go try and catch a Florida largemouth bass or brim or speck or whatever, you have a good opportunity of catching a small tarpon or a snook as well.
Hey, Chuck.
What's that?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
What about peacock bass?
No, that's further south than us.
Ah, okay.
You have to get these down around Miami for that. It's on your bucket list?
That's on my bucket list.
Well, peacock bass are like bluegill in South Florida. I mean, they're not. If you ever get a chance to take a trip down to Miami and fish some of the little canals that are down there, you can find a bunch of peacock bass down there for sure. But So Friday, that'll be that. And then Friday evening-ish, we're going to have Cars Park cook up some hamburgers, hot dogs. They'll serve some chips and soda and dollar beers. And so if anybody wants to buy a hamburger, hot dog, whatever, you don't feel like cooking for yourself, that'll be going on. Kind of social hour, social night, whatever. Come hang out, you know, meet and greet, say hi to everybody. Introduce yourself to as many people as you possibly can. We're going to have some vendors out there. This is the part that I got kind of smacked on the wrist from a few people. They were kind of concerned about the way the vendors are going to be doing their thing, if it's going to be like a flea market or if it's going to be like a pressured sales situation, and it's not. And if anybody listening to the show from out of town has a product or represents a manufacturer who may just want to get their product in front of as many people as possible, feel free to bring them down and show it off. But first and foremost, all the vendors are coming down to hang out with us and boondoggle with us. And then on the time when everyone's just kind of hanging out and just kind of walking around doing their thing, I told them that it's more than fine to set up a table with your goods on there if you want to. Show off what you got. If people are interested, cool. If not, no big deal. And there'll be some things that will be there to be available to buy. I mean, I think Tailing Toads gloves is sending down some gloves that they want to try and sell there and stuff like that. But there'll be specials to be had. Let me backtrack real quick. If anyone's coming into town that doesn't have a kayak or doesn't feel like dragging their kayaks with them, we will have kayaks for rent right there at Cars Park. So you won't have to go travel to pick up kayaks, but take them back to Cars. I think we're going to do like a $20 a day kind of thing. But if you do, like, if you're going to be in town more than the 3 days, we'll run a really good special for you so you're not spending a bunch of money. But
hey, Chuck, because my husband is getting really pushy now about that. How about fly fishing?
How about it?
I guess, is there good opportunities to go fly fishing? Honey, if
There always is. The wintertime actually is the best time in Florida, in my opinion, to fly fish for reds and for trout and that kind of thing. There may or may not be some tarpon to be had around, too, in the local ditches and stuff, which, you know, some people are into it, some people aren't. Where you guys are staying up there at the KOA, being so close to the Mosquito Lagoon, I'm going to try and get you guys as dialed into that local area as possible. So when you get there, it's almost a no-brainer to where to go and what to start to look for. We've been hammering the redfish right there in the Mosquito Lagoon every single trip. I mean, the last trip that me and the guys made, there was five of us, and we all caught quality redfish, all slot size fish and bigger, up to about 34 inches, I think, was the biggest one that was caught on plastics. And most of those were in schools, and some of those were tailing. So, yeah, there'll definitely be opportunities to throw the fly rod if the wind allows it. And as far as, like, fly patterns and stuff, shrimp patterns, crab patterns will work just fine. Clouds or minnows will work fine. That kind of thing. But if anybody has any questions about those types of things, feel free to contact me via either, you know, Facebook or whatever. But so Saturday is kind of the big day. there's some folks that are only going to be able to make it into town for one day for the boondoggle, and it seems that everybody knows to come in for Saturday. So Saturday morning, you wake up, you go fishing, and whatever time you decide to get out of bed and go fishing is fine. There's no rush in the wintertime here. And that there's no tidal influence in any of the places we're going to be fishing, so you don't have to worry about that. The tide does not matter. There's just pretend it doesn't even exist, so because it basically doesn't. And then Saturday afternoon, when everyone's done fishing and stuff for the afternoon, for the morning session, afternoon session, we're going to hold a little mini raffle for all the kids that come out. So if you guys are bringing your children or whatever, 12 and under, we're going to give them, each one of them will get a ticket, and, you know, basically everybody, all the kids that show up will win something, which will be pretty cool. And I want to kind of make it, you know, rather big deal for the kids. I would like to have some adults around and, you know, really clap it up and that kind of thing, make the kids feel good. It's always good to do that, you know, the kids get all pumped and amped about the next boondoggle if they think they're going to go back and win something else. So, and then we have our dinner, which I can't stress enough how awesome Cars Park has been to us. They've actually just stepped up, and they're pretty much going to cover us as far as the when I say cover us, cover Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com as far as the catering for Sunny's. So where we're not liable for any extra food or not enough food being sold or whatever. So they're going to guarantee Sunny's X amount of plates. They're going to front the money. There will be a plate charge. Okay, so it's not a free dinner, but there will be a plate charge. I don't know what that is yet. I'm supposed to meet with the guy from Cars Park and the guy from Sunny's by the end of the week and have that all dialed out and you know, kind of for sure. But also, too, remember, Cars Park, I think, will still be making hamburgers and hot dogs on Saturday night, having the dollar beers available as well, chips and soda, that kind of thing. And then there'll be numerous people with smokers cooking food, too. So,
how much is the hot dog and hamburgers going to be on Friday, or you don't know that yet either?
I think last time they did it, it was $5. You got it. For $5, you got a hamburger or a hot dog, and you got a bag of chips. And either a soda or a beer. So, you know, it's not too bad. I mean, it's pretty much standard what you would pay, I guess, if you went to a fast food joint. But,
you should do a cigar exchange. Now that
cigar?
The people that come, like Mark and Joe, and they all like to smoke a good cigar here and there.
Pepe.
Yeah.
Everybody bring a spare cigar and do a cigar exchange. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, we can do that. And in fact, I can delegate that that responsibility on down to my buddy Pepe, who will be out there. For
somebody just put
Pepe.
It in the chat room. Pepe is a cigar man. That'd be something really cool to do on the side.
Yeah, that would be cool. That's a good idea. I like that. Another thing maybe we can try and put together, since we do have a little bit of time left beforehand, maybe like a fly swap or something like that. If guys who tie their own flies want to bring some extra flies with them and swap them out, you know, with other guys who tie flies, that'd be pretty cool. But the whole idea for Saturday is let's just have fun. You know, I made a couple announcements with my kayak club here on the Space Coast that this is not going to be the venue for people to come out and get absolutely smashed and obliterated and act like a bunch of idiots. I mean, streaking is one thing, but any kind of roughhousing or getting out of control won't be tolerated because, again, A, everyone needs to be mindful we are on federal property. So
I don't think that's the kind of crowd you're going to attract to begin with.
There's some crazy people coming to this thing that are already talking all kinds of trash about how wasted they plan on getting. So, you know, you just got to throw that out there.
Here's the nice thing. You don't have to worry about that, about the Virginia crew. When we're done, we'll just go back to where we're staying.
But, so Saturday night we're going to do our big raffle or our door prizes, as we need to call them. And this is how that's going to work, because I've gotten a few emails lately about that as well. We can't sell raffle tickets. Okay, because we're on federal property. But what we can do is I can sell you something else and give you tickets for you purchasing that other item. So we will have a number of yakangler.com stickers, kayak fishing radio stickers, and some other stickers available on the table. Basically, it sounds kind of funny, but you're going to walk up, and however many tickets you decide you want, you're going to say, hey, I'd like to buy that yakangler.com sticker for blah, blah, blah. $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever you want to put down. And then I'm going to say, or whoever's helping me with the table will say, here's your free 100 tickets for buying your sticker, or whatever the case may be. And then this way here, go ahead.
In order to avoid confusion, there's going to be clear outline to that, because just listening to that right now sounds really a little bit confusing to me.
Yeah, well, it's not, but I'll make sure everybody understands what's going on when they get there. It's really, really simple. Say you have in your mind that you're only going to spend $20 on raffle tickets. You're going to walk up to the table, and rather than saying, hey, let me get 20 tickets, you're going to say, hey, I want to buy that sticker for $20, and that will get you your 20 tickets. So we have to kind of do it that way so that we're giving you the tickets as opposed to you purchasing them straight away. I know it sounds silly, but it's just the hoops we have to jump through. As of right now, and there may be some more stuff coming, as of right now, our big prizes for the raffle, Native's given us a boat. I don't know which one. Jackson's given us a boat.
Woody attached specific strings to that. Did he not?
He did-ish. I haven't had a chance to talk to him again yet, but I think Woody wants.
I heard Uncle Woody wants specific rules.
Yeah, here's what Woody wants to do, and I think it's actually pretty cool, and here's where I'm going to step out of it, because I don't want nothing to do with this, because I think it's going to turn into just a giant cluster. Woody wants to do a deal where you buy a ticket, and the ticket gets you into a rock, paper, scissors contest. And it's basically a giant game of rock, paper, scissors where you play against people standing around you, and the last few people play against Woody, I believe, is the way he wanted to do it, and whoever wins or whoever's the last man standing wins the vote. So I don't know what those tickets are going to go for. We have to talk to Adam and Mark yet about it and see what the best idea is. But so that's for that. The other boats that we're giving away so far, Jackson's given us a boat to give away, and that's just going to be a straight up, you're going to buy a different ticket than a normal raffle ticket. It'll be a couple bucks more per ticket, but for the chance of winning a boat, what can you say? So there won't be any rock, paper, scissors or craziness going on with that. That'll just be a straight up raffle. And then also, too, American Eagle Canoes has agreed to donate one of their flatback canoes to the event. So we'll be giving one of those away. There's been some rumors going around that we may have a few other boats to divvy out as well, and I'm just waiting to hear back on that kind of thing. So,
yeah, I got another question for you from one of our locals. Hey, Chris, can you ask Chuck about Merritt Island Fishing Permit printout?
Yeah, I will have wildlife refuge permits for everybody who comes out to the Boondoggle. They're working on getting me a gigantic stack of those right now. I'll also have little maps available for everybody of the Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge that includes the no motor zone. It's not a detailed map per se, but at least it shows all the launch points, all the walking trails, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, and what we're planning on doing is, I think Chip is looking into it now, is basically have like a captain's bag available for everyone who shows up. And in the captain's bag will be that map I just spoke of, the permit that I just spoke of, and then just various goodies that we get from these different folks that have donated enough stuff to kind of give around to everybody.
Wow,
so,
you sound like you've got everything in control. More power to you. We're so looking forward to coming to your Boondoggle. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's definitely been a work in progress, as you know, from doing the Virginia Beach one. And, I've tried to cover all bases, and I can't say that I've done this completely on my own, because I have had quite a bit of help and direction by some folks. But it's definitely going to be hopefully one to remember for sure. You know, I'm trying to cross all the T's and dot all the I's and make sure that everybody has a good time and everybody walks away with something when they come out. And so that's Saturday. Sunday, typical, we're going to do a big potluck.
I don't know if they're being funny now, but now they're asking, are we going to need a Florida license, fishing license? Yes, we do. Correct?
Yes, and they sell a 3-day non-resident permit, and I don't remember what the cost is on that, to be honest with you. You can go to myfwc.org, and you can order it right off the internet, or you can call. There's an a 1-888 number. It's like 1-888 Fish Florida, something like that. And you can just have them send you the license, or just take down the information. If you should forget and get down here, it's not a big deal. You can call them. You can buy it. They'll give you confirmation numbers.
Can you buy them in your local tackle shops? Like over here, you can buy a license at the tackle shops or Walmart even.
Yeah, the Walmarts here sell them, but there's only a couple of shops out here that sell them. There's one over in Port Canaveral that sells them as well. I'm also working on having kind of a table of contents, like an index, if you will, of local restaurants, nightlife, that kind of thing, daytime type attractions for those that want to take the kids and go do something like whatever the alligator farm is and all, you know, that kind of stuff. And NASA, don't forget we got Kennedy Space Center there. If anybody wants to tour Kennedy Space Center at some point while you're here, I mean, that's available. And then, you know, of course, everyone. I'm not sure. I'll look into it, but I'll have all that. I'm going to have all the prices and all the information on a sheet of paper that will be in everybody's bag when they get here.
Because I know our Bunder Heidens, our two engineers, are particularly interested in that.
And I think, don't quote me, but I think that NASA is still doing the up-close and personal tours, which is really, really cool because for years and years, even the Florida residents, you can only get so close to the launch towers and look at them from a distance. And now I think since nothing's going on out there, I think they're a little bit more lenient in letting folks get a bit closer to everything that is going on out there. So it's pretty cool. And the wildlife you'll see while you're out there is just incredible. The wildlife you'll see anywhere you're at in Merritt Island or at the No Motor Zone is pretty cool. I mean, there's always bald eagles flying around and manatees and gators.
Is there
a website for the Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge? Is that what you asked?
I believe that is a question in the chat room.
I think that there is. If you go to National Park Services and type in Canaveral National Seashore, that encompasses the Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge. So yeah, that's. That's all part of it. So, I mean, I think that they do have a site that's kind of like off of that main National Wildlife Refuge site. But all the information that you would need for anything is in there. There's so much to do in this area. Also, too, night fishing. I got a question. Somebody asked me about night fishing. And there's a canal that's not too far from where you guys will be. That connects the Indian River and the Mosquito Lagoon called the Hallover Canal. And the nighttime redfish fishing in the canal itself is usually pretty stellar, dependent upon wind and currents and stuff like that, of course. But your opportunity to catch a stud over 40 inches is there almost every night. Black drum up to about 15, 20 pounds. Some decent-sized trout and stuff like that can be had as well. So if anyone's interested in any night fishing, that'll be cool. Most guys who go to Cars Park and camp at night will throw big, huge chunks of mullet out off the docks there at Cars and just sit around, drink beer, wait. And usually a big redfish will come along at some point and eat it. So, I mean, there's always a chance to catch a big red just right there off the dock as well. But other than that,
Is there any tattoo parlors nearby?
Yes, there's a ton of tattoo parlors nearby.
Really?
Well, let's get a tattoo.
Yeah,
I can
tattoo. Let's all go get
boondoggle
tattoo.
I had this image. I'd love to get another tattoo.
Yeah, well, there's like four or five really, really good quality ones right there in Cocoa Beach, which is about, I'd say, 15, 20 minutes from Cars Park. It's not that far. like I said, if anybody's into gambling, I'm sure that there's probably a few of them that are in this group that are, and you want to try and go out at night or something like that and try and win some money in either card games or slot machines and that kind of thing. There's
really?
There's a gambling boat that goes out of Port Canaveral, sails twice a day. That's always an option. Trying to think what else. For the kids, there's a go-kart track nearby. There's putt-putt golf. Orlando is literally 30 minutes from here, 35, 40 minutes from here. So all the attractions, all the big malls, all that stuff is real close. So, yeah. I mean, there's no excuse for anyone to come down here and not have a good time. I mean, regardless of what the fishing is like or how people do, you know, there's just so much to do in this local area. And, can't wait to share it with everybody. Sunday will be interesting because we're going to try and do a big potluck. And I've been kind of prodding Russ from Louisiana about bringing some crayfish down, or crawdads, sorry, down here and cooking up some low country boils. But
whatever. What? You keep them wherever. Those things are disgusting.
So good.
What? No, that unless somebody picks them for me, I won't touch those things. Ugh. They look too much like a crab. I can't deal with them. Melita, you have any questions for Chuck?
Nope.
Nice.
I am Chuck when I have a question, so I never have hanging questions like hanging chads or anything. I message Chuck, and he always responds to me, so I appreciate that, Chuck.
No worries. Yeah, like I say, as far as like your tackle and stuff, the same stuff I watch you guys fish with in Virginia Beach will be just fine for fishing down here. Obviously, Melita, you know what to use when you get down. For you fish in Jacksonville, kind of the same thing. Don't get crazy with fluorocarbon and worry about all that kind of nonsense and, you know, using heavy braid or any of that stuff. I mean, there's nothing for these fish to break you off on. It's just straight grass flats for miles and miles and miles. So, you know, my typical rig is a 2,500 or 3,000 size spinner reel on a 7 foot, 7.5 foot medium action rod, 10-pound braid. 10-pound braid and 12 to 15-pound monofilament leader, and you're good to go for just about everything you'll encounter. And then your fly rods for us buggy whippers, you can either throw a 7-weight, because, I mean, you can go light with a 7-weight just to have some extra fun, or pull out a 9-weight and, you know, have at it. But there you go. Anybody else
okay,
has any questions?
Somebody said, Chuck, tell about Mosquito Lagoon piece, if fishing Beacon or other areas.
Say what?
Somebody said, tell about Mosquito Lagoon feed. If fishing...
Oh, the feed. Right. Sorry, thank you. That must have been Wade who probably brought that up. There's a $5 launch fee at Mosquito Lagoon if you go to one of the boat ramps and launch your kayaks, which basically is the only place you can launch your kayaks is off the boat ramps. So be prepared to have $5 with you. There's a little... It's an honor system, kind of like you guys had up there, where you pull up, you grab a little envelope, drop your $5 in there, tear off your little ticket, put it on your dashboard or whatever, and call it good, and, you know, do it that way. If there's any seniors or older folks, because I know we're going to have some that are going to be down here.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying, you can always go to the ranger station and get the U.S. National Parks Refuge permit, which will gain you admittance into all of the national parks all throughout the entire country. I think it's like $15 or something like that. So, but anyway, yeah, that's that. So, yeah, $5 launch fee at the Mosquito Lagoon. Nowhere else in Brevard County will you have a launch fee, whether it's the Indian River, Banana River, or Cars Park. Cars Park's waiving the launch fee for those who are camping out there. For those who aren't camping out there, I'm going to try and have them waive it anyway. So, stand by and just kind of like, you know, let's see what I can do because we're going to be hanging out. I mean, you guys who are coming down from the KOA are going to be spending, you know, some time with us there anyway. So, you know, whether or not you're buying hamburgers or hot dogs or whatever, they're going to make their money off of everybody. So let's see if I can't get them just to wave the launch fee all together for the whole weekend. We'll see what we can do as far as that goes. But
what's your biggest worry, Chuck?
My biggest worry?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have one, to be honest with you. I think I've pretty much laid the groundwork for everybody to have a great time, and if you don't, tough. So, you know, if the weather holds, that's going to be awesome. You know, if it's windy, it's not that big a deal. There's plenty of places that I can direct people to go find shelter from the wind and go catch some fish. I would just really, really like to see this thing turn, the turnout to be what I'm expecting it to be, you know. But other than that, I'm ready to have a great time. I'm ready to hang out with all you guys again that I got to hang out with up in Virginia Beach and at the last couple of boondoggles. And, you know,
yeah.
Did I mention
we're really looking forward to coming to a pre-made boondoggle? We don't have to worry about anything?
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned that a couple times. But,
you get to see a whole other side of Chris that you have never seen before.
Good, because the last time you didn't even know who I was. I was like, hi, Chris, it's good to finally meet you. And you just, like, looked at me like you wanted to punch me in the face. So,
because you tried to hug her, right?
I did try and give her a hug. I, like, went in for a hug, and she's like, get off me. So,
I'll ask Chip. Chip came up to me, and I'm like, okay, who are you? And then, you know, not everybody always looked exactly like their pictures and, you know.
Yeah, I
was very stressed, but this time I'm going to be really relaxed, maybe a little bit alcohol-induced, but I'm going to have a good time. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of alcohol-induced fun having. But also, too, here's something that's pretty neat. We're going to have some folks who are going to be out there throughout the weekend that are going to be camping with us and stuff who are going to have smokers themselves or are going to be borrowing the smokers that are out there at Cars Park. If you should just so feel obligated or not obligated, maybe you walk by and you smell it, it smells amazing, and you want to get a sandwich from them or some ribs or whatever, I told everyone who's going to barbecue, feel free to put a little can out on your table. If someone wants to drop a buck or two in there, that's cool. I don't expect anybody to go out to, like, Sam's or BJ's or something and buy, like, 30 Boston butts and try and feed the entire boondoggle. So I want it to be as much of a community-type atmosphere as possible. My buddy Brad Ball from Inshore Powerboats is going to be out there. He's going to have a couple of cool little cars for people to check out. It's a brand-new electric vehicle, street legal. They run about 45 miles an hour. One of them looks more like a dune buggy. The other one looks like a miniature Hummer. So there'll be a couple of those out there for people to drive around and kind of have fun.
Really?
With. And, yeah.
I've seen those suckers on Facebook, and I was thinking, that looks like a lot of fun. Are they thick?
He's supposed to bring me over one of the Hummer styles to play with for like a week. I'm gonna hook a kayak trailer to it and drag it around Brevard County and get a bunch of good pictures and stuff of it. But, yeah, it should be neat. But, it's going to be fun. A lot of really cool people are showing up. We already know Woody's coming. Got some guys from Jackson Kayaks that are going to be down. I've invited literally everybody in the industry to show up. So our only problem is some of them are going down to the Miami Boat Show, which just so happens to coincide in the same weekend as our event. So, which is a whole other thing. If somebody decides they want to take a road trip, just a change of scenery and go down to the Miami Boat Show. It's one of the biggest boat shows in the world, so that wouldn't be a bad ride. And you're talking about maybe 4 hours on the interstate, so it's not too bad.
Awesome. Any other questions? Now is your opportunity. We're getting closer. How many days are left, Chuck?
I think we're at 23, maybe, 23 or 24 in a wake up. But I'll be out there from Tuesday on, so.
For the potluck, Chuck, do we need to sign up, or is it just willy-nilly bring whatever?
Yeah, just willy-nilly bring whatever. Again, with those who have never been to a boondoggle, most of it is very unorganized for a reason, because we don't want to put too much thought into what we're doing. We just kind of want to be able to get there and have a good time, you know? So I'm not worried about a list, and if the people... five people make macaroni and cheese, don't worry, I love macaroni and cheese, so it'll get eaten, you know. It's just one of those things, you know. If you want to participate, feel free. If not, no big deal. We did it down in Chokoloski, and it was a great time. You know, everybody had a good time. We had couple low country boils that were done down there and some other stuff that was made. So it's always just another fun way to break bread with people and, you know, whatever.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I guess with that said, I should hit the button one more time.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you have it.
Oh, one more thing. I almost forgot. There's a big fish bounty that's been put out by Captain Mike Ortego from Fishing Florida Radio and Tackle Webs. If any of you guys, I know you guys just got your Tackle Webs, Chris. If any of you guys have Tackle Webs or don't know what a Tackle Webs is, go to tacklewebs.com and look and see what Captain Mike offers as far as tackle storage solutions. I've got two of them on each one of my Jackson seats. They're great. I mean, I use them rather than using a milk crate. I just stuff all my plastics, all my jigs and stuff like that in the bags. But whoever catches the biggest fish during the boondoggle who has a Tackle Webs on their boat will win a cash prize and I think a Tackle Webs or something like that. There'll be some stuff for them to win, so it'll be really cool. And it's free to enter besides just having to have a Tackle Webs.
Ooh, we got Tackle Webs.
There you go. You're entered.
Mark and I have Tackle Webs. I'm trying to see. Maybe it flew past me. I guess Joe has another question, but I can't right offhand. Oh, he would like to know if there's going to be strippers.
Strippers?
This is a family event, Joe.
Joe.
We're very sorry that you're single, but, you know, there's only so much we can do to help you along, dude.
Joe,
I think he meant strippers.
15 minutes from Cars Park, there'll be plenty of strippers. Cocoa Beach has a couple of adult establishments, so if any of you single guys feel the need to go and waste your money rather than spend it on raffle tickets, feel free.
Sure.
What?
Are they adult establishments like in Virginia? In Virginia, there is no nudity. They have pasties on their, you know.
What kind of watch? Where have we gone now?
I'm curious, you know, since they want to know, I want to make sure they get the whole thing. I mean, otherwise than that,
we're trying to be thorough.
Yeah.
No problem. Thorough. I could tell you that the last time that I was at said establishment was quite some time ago, and I don't remember there being stickers on anything, except for downstairs.
So you have full frontal whatever upstairs.
Yes. And if,
now
and
Joe
if you,
wants to know if you can touch. I don't think so. You can't touch here either, Joe. Oh!
You can touch. If Joe's all bent up about going to one of those places, just drive an hour and a half across the state to Tampa.
Boondoggle, red card. Okay, remember that. Unless there's any other serious questions, I'm willing to call this show to an end.
I just want to say thanks to Chuck for organizing the whole boondoggle. It's a huge undertaking, and we appreciate you giving us an outlet.
Yeah, we do. We really do appreciate it. It looks like you're doing an awesome job, Chuck, and we're really, really looking forward to this.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's been fun. Trust me. I've had a good time setting this thing up. So I just, like I say, if folks come out and they have anything to gripe about or whatever, I don't know what to tell you. I've done just about everything I think I can do to make this thing a success. So we'll
you're
see.
Always going to have the one or the other person that's going to complain whether you want to or not. That's the way it is. Everybody else is just going to relax, come down there, and have a good time.
There you go.
Okay.
Can we get Tickle Me Tackle music?
Okay, I'll do it one more time. Just for you. Only, do you have something smart to say?
It's for the boondoggle.
Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Thank you.
for Mark coming home.
Mark's got to be home tomorrow night. Well, with that, everybody, I would like to really thank Melita for helping me out one more time. I guess next week we've got to hand the show back over to Mark. I really appreciate it. Thank you so very, very much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. By all means, call in. You've got the number now. Don't be a stranger. I'm really looking forward to meeting you next month. I guess 23 days. It should be interesting. Otherwise than that, everybody else, you know where to find us the next couple of weeks. Mark is going to be at the Richmond Expo on Thursday. And then February 1st through the 3rd, the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Expo at the Hampton Coliseum right here in Virginia. With that, and once again, there was another death in the kayak fishing community close to home in North Carolina. People, remember, safety, safety, safety. For God's sake, wear your PFDs, put them on, keep them on. Mary and I were at the aquarium on Sunday. We're looking out in Rudy. There were three people. I want you to know not one single person in them kayaks were wearing their PFDs. Wear your PFDs, particularly in these kind of weather conditions. They can save your life. So, with that said, my daughter Amara would like me to put out the friendly reminder. Please remember it is Girl Scout cookie season. Be kind. Buy a box or two. If you don't want to eat them, get a donation box or two. Here in Virginia, our troop is donating 4 kids, all the donation boxes of Girl Scout cookies. But in the upcoming week, every Tuesday, you'll hear me announce where the local booth will be. So stay tuned for that. With that, good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Melita.
Thanks, Chris. I enjoyed hanging out with you.